Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Lamar Ray Thomas, senior.
Okay, hold one second. Who has Mr. Thomas? Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, could you please, are you ready, Mr. Cavell?
Well.
Okay. Sir, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Lamar Ray Thomas, ADC number 277-436.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members, sir, that's going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle here between us is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the Board of Arterial. To my left is the Honorable David Neal. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself, sir.
Okay, so I also would like to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office. I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, sir, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. Mr. Thomas, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center program at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on September 13, 2017, as directed on September 13, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Thomas, I move to find that he was delinquent and that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or our company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, we're about to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir, but first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Thomas was released from DOC custody on July 3rd of 2017. He was arrested on September 29th, 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 16 abscond days with a community supervision end date of January 18th of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 9 months. And 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2012, theft, 7 months. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CDIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG any gang information noted that on January 2nd of 2013, he admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Old Block West Side Crips. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS completion, 3 months, 13 days. He has a significant disciplinary violation history with theft, criminal damage, and harassment noted. Other arrests, 2012, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, and 2013, assault with certain intent, AZ County Jail. And he has a community risk score of G5B5.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, and then get some information from me.
Okay.
So I see that when you were released on July 3rd, you were released to reside at TLC 731 West Dana Avenue in Mesa. And then on August 6th, they received a discharge letter from TLC saying that you had been discharged from TLC due to you telling the staff that you were leaving the program. Says that you asked the staff if they wanted any weed. And then on August 7th, sir, they spoke with TLC and verified that you offered to sell them some weed. And on August 7th, the parole officer spoke with Kevin from TLC, who also advised that you had returned to the program and established residence at TLC at 732 West Dana Avenue in Mesa. And then it looks like on September 10th that they received a discharge letter from TLC stating that you were discharged from TLC due to leaving the program. This was your last known address, sir. Is that true that you were at TLC, you offered to sell some of the staff there some weed, and then you left and came back?
Sir, I didn't offer. That was a rumor that touched my field's desk. And I would be honest, if I did, I didn't offer. I did leave because the TLC wasn't helping me. You can check my mental score, my substance abuse score. Okay. I have issues as far as medical issues, and I did leave. As far as the weed incident, I don't recall asking anybody to buy any weed, and then I returned. And if I even requested to sell weed, TLC wouldn't even let me go back to return. They wouldn't accept me again.
Okay.
As far as the policy.
Okay, sir. So, were you working at that time? Looks like you may have been working at Landscape Management Professionals. Were you still working there?
Yes, sir. I still have Landscape Management Professionals, and also I have another job, which is in Gilbert for plastic. I still have two jobs. When it's my turn to speak, I would like to present my story.
Okay, I'll give you that opportunity, so I'm going to go over some more of this information. It also states on here that on August 31st, you advised that you were barred from the Landscape Management Professional. Were you barred from that job or what?
From Landscape Management Professionals?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on August 31st, I was barred because I was not woken up by the TLC, so I lost my job.
Okay.
But we connected with Landscape Management Professionals and was allowed my job back.
Okay. So, sir, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mr. Thomas. Go ahead.
And also, Landscape Management Professionals, I went from there to United Solutions. I don't know if that's even on my background. It's in Gilbert's plastic factory, and I still have that job available.
Okay. So it says that you referred to treatment and screening center at TAS for random urinalysis. It says that on July 27th, August 30th, September 12th, you had tested and you had negative results. It says on August 7th, you report to TAS as directed and you were positive for amphetamines and opiates. Then on August 7th, the offender reported to MRPO staffing. Was directed to Community Bridges for detox to obtain the offender report to MRP staffing. The offender was directed to report to Community Bridges for detox to obtain proper medication for your anxiety. However, you failed to report to Community Bridges as directed by the parole officer. Then on August 31st, you failed to report to TAS to produce a UA sample for your color line. You stated that you were admitted to St. Luke's Hospital due to having seizures. And then you were instructed to report to Community Bridges once again to obtain medical treatment for your seizure and an anxiety, and you failed to do so. And it says that on July 12th, you were referred to CHC CAP for substance abuse treatment, and you completed the intake process at CHC, having you missed three classes on August 12th, August 26th, and September 9th, and participated in four classes. You did not complete the program. So then it says that on September 13th, you volunteered to participate at MRC for the ITH program. And on September 13th, you failed to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center program at 24601 North 29th Avenue as directed on September 13th. of 2017, you did not complete the program at MRC. So what was going on that you didn't complete some of these programs? And I understand, and why didn't you go back to St. Luke's for your seizures?
I gotta be honest, I was dealing with my kids. Like, I didn't see my kids in over 4 years. I was down. My son had an asthma attack. This it should be on file. And I did go to CBI and was put on two medications the day before my PO asked me to go to MRC. And I gotta be honest, I was weak. My situation, I'm not blaming him, that's not an excuse. But me mentally and emotionally, I was weak. So yeah, I did get into drug use again. I did medicate myself with a dangerous drugs. I don't remember anything about opiates, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not gonna lie and say I did. I did medicate myself. I went to CBI, there's proof of this, and my PO has that, like, the day before she told me to go to MRC. And at MRC, prison, like, right now I'm not even on the yard, because of the yard to me, there's availability of drugs. And I really don't have the mental health I was supposed to get. I asked my PO if I could go to rehab. She said no. She wanted me to go to MRC. And I was weak, man. I got scared when I went there and seen it was Arizona Department of Corrections. And I here I am now, because I was scared of going to that process. Plus, there was a moment when my daughter called me. I saw my daughter, she's only 4. And I was at TLC. And she asked me, she said, "Dad, do you love me?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Then why don't you come see me?" And at TLC, my kids could come see me because they got to stay outside. And during the time, it was hot. So I just wanted to be around my kids. And then instead of dealing with it the proper way, and due to my depression that I did 4 years with this mental health record, if you guys look at my score, it's not a low score, it's a high score. I went through manic, when I get depressed, I go through manic depression, which means I get dropped all the way down. And honestly, regardless of the decision today, I really just want some help. And I'm not getting that here where I'm at. DOC, my PO told me to my face, prison is not going to help you. And I know it's not going to help me. And I'm still weak at this moment. Like, but I've made the decision not to be on the yard so that I can better myself and try to. And I'm on medication, not all of my medication. There's medication from the streets. From CBI, which is Seroquel, and another medication that I was as authorized that I'm supposed to be taking that I can't even get here. So I gotta be mad enough to tell that I was just weak mentally and physically. And if I had a chance to go to MRC now, I know that it medically and mentally helps you, even if I had to be transported there. I even told my CO in the text, and I have these messages. I told her, when I come to your office, if you gotta cut me and have me sit there and do it like that, because I really need help. I told him multiple times I need help. And that's really what I need. I'm not getting that. I'm not trying to make a front to y'all and say I need help to get released. Regardless if y'all let me go today or not, I still need help. And I'm not getting that. Like, I'm not getting the help I need. That's my problem.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, your PO was trying to work with you by some sanctions that she actually put on you, or the PO put on you, and having you go to the programs and working with the UA that you had that was positive. And some of it is, you know, no matter how much, you know, the PO wants to work with you or what type of program they refer you to, sir, you can't, if you're weak and you're not participating in the program, it's not going to do you any good.
That's true, and I never did. My PO mentioned something, which was counseling. I have never had, last time I had counseling was when I was a kid for sexual abuse at age 5. I mean, like, that's the last time I had counseling. I haven't had counseling, and like you said, my PO did work with me, and I'm not saying my PO did work with me in their last move was to send me to MRC, but when I actually went there and seen it was a prison, and I'm like, okay, this is prison. I'm back in prison again. I didn't even look it up online to do reviews. And if I looked it up myself, the reviews aren't too good. There was nothing positive at the time that I seen how to get out of there. So I went to try to check into a rehab, but I knew that I would be arrested because I didn't go to MRC. And when they found me, I was not committing crimes. I didn't commit another crime. The only crime I committed was against myself by failing to realize the fact that I could've went there and got help. If I had another chance, if I do have another chance, I just want help in whichever way I need to get it. And I know that I failed out there. I not only failed myself, I failed my kids. I have a 5-year-old son, I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I also have a child on the way. And also I have my parents who are still here. My dad's a pastor, he's a minister, and my mother. And like, if I had a chance to prove to them, I would have no choice but to, because I'm gonna lose him as well. So I really just want help. Even if I can't get it here, because right now I'm in the hole. In the hole you get, you can't take classes, you can't take substance abuse, you can't do none of that. You're locked down 24/7. The only time I come out myself is to shower. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And to go to rec. But I don't speak to a counselor. And I made that choice because on the guard, I know exactly what's gonna happen. I mean, there's politics, there's drug use, there's all of that. There's all these options that say, hey, I can just go use instead of going and then get out and still be using. But I made a decision to be in the hole and basically put myself through this process to try to better myself. But I don't have the resources as far as this counseling, substance abuse classes. I don't have none of that. I missed those substance abuse classes too. The last one I missed, I was at the hospital at St. Louis because my son had an asthma attack. All this is on paperwork, and TLC has information. My son, after the asthma attack, went and we took TLC with his mother, and they met my kids, and they met my son, and they seen the paperwork. Like, and I sent my PO a video, but she said that doesn't mean that I was necessarily at the hospital, but I was actually there. TLC knows this for a fact, so I'm not saying I didn't mess up out there, man. Yeah, after 4 years, I went out there, and at first, at the beginning, I was doing good. I had a job, paying my bills at TLC. It's not like I just didn't have a job and was running the streets. No, I had a job, ended up losing my job because I didn't get woke up on time. Immediately got another job and was working, but it was night shift 10 to 6, and I was just trying. That's what I was doing. I was at least trying. I know I messed up, but I'm still trying.
So you say your father's a pastor. Is your father a pastor here in Phoenix?
He's a pastor in Casa Grande, Arizona, but he's of the Church of God in Christ.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Michael Thomas. My dad is a pastor. He's got his license, his minister license, and he still stays in contact with me and just tells me, basically, I gotta try to give my life to God. I don't know if anybody's religious, and I'm not trying to use this for points, but I was raised in the church, and then I was locked down on my life. My pops wouldn't let me go nowhere, so when I turned 18, I started doing everything, man. I messed up because I wasn't allowed to do it. My pops made sure that I stayed out of trouble. So when I got my break, I messed up, man. That's exactly what happened.
All right, sir. So you say you have a 5-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter and one on the way. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Sir, not saying the board have any additional questions. Mr. Thomas, we're going to be going into discussion. When we're in discussion, sir, we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. Sir, before we go into discussion, I want to give you the opportunity. Is there anything else you'd like to tell this board that you haven't already told us? And please don't repeat yourself, sir.
I apologize for having y'all have to come forward to even make this decision. I should have been mad enough to make the decision of doing it right on my own, and all I'm asking is for one more chance to do it and do it right.
Okay. All right, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, Mr. Thomas, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, sir. You can hear the board as we deliberate whether to revoke or reinstate the community supervision. We'll make a decision and get right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board is now into discussion. It definitely appears, according to the information here, that Mr. Thomas's PO was trying to work with him. We're trying to give him some sanctions and put him into some programs, as well as, have him go for treatment at St. Luke's Hospital for having seizures. And many of these programs and efforts that she made just went away because he failed to followed through on following the directives of his PO to assist and help him to get himself together. And according to Mr. Thomas, he just got scared, and when he went to MRC and saw that it was like another prison, he decided not to go there, and he just decided to stay out. He was out for 16 days as an absconder. I failed to ask him what he was doing during that 16 days or what caused him to have contact with the Phoenix Police Department during those 16 days that he was out. He says that at one point he was at St. Luke's Hospital with his son, who was having an asthma attack. He did take that, his son, over to TLC and had some videos and tapes of that. He says that he has a 5-year-old son, 4-year-old daughter, and one on the way, and that Mr. Thomas says that he has himself at prison, that he's on restricted movement because he doesn't want to go to the yard ever. Mr. Thomas only has about 2 months left on his sentence. He will be released on January 18th of 2018, which is about less than 2 months away from now, when he will be released. At that time, when he's released, he won't be on parole to any community supervision. I would hope that Mr. Thomas would take these 2 months that he has left incarcerated to put together a plan, get himself together, get on all the medications that he's supposed to be on as a SMI, and come out and have a strong, productive goal where he can, you know, take care of himself, be a productive citizen, take care of his 5-year-old son, the 4-year-old, and the one that is on the way. And hopefully we won't have to see him come before this board again or have any negative contact or influence with the police department.
Agreed.
Therefore, I am going to make the motion and move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Thomas, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he had started to use drugs and was an absconder from supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. I would hope that you take this little less than 2 months that you have left on your detention, sir. You will be released on January 18th of 2018, sir. Take the time that you have left out, sir. Do some thinking. Get yourself together. Get on all of the medications that you need to be on, sir, so that when you get out, that you have your medications, you'll be able to be released, and then you'll get out and become a productive citizen, sir, and hope that you will not have any more negative contact or influences with the police department and not have to go back to the Department of Corrections or come back before this board again, sir. We want to wish you the best of luck, Mr. Thomas, and want to thank you for taking the opportunity and time for participating in your hearing today, sir. Thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.